Rambam in Chumash Masechta Perkeches Perkeches and Perkeches and Chumash Masechta Perkeches Zayin Zayin Ram portrayed the Seder and the various mitzvahs which are associated with the Seder. And at the end, the very end of the Ilchus Chometz and Matzeh, Rambam apparently was not satisfied with just stating what the halacha is, but he had simply attached a seder, an agode, to Ilchus Chometz and Matzeh. I would like to speak about the differences between Rambam's agode and our mitzvah. Rambam at the end of the conclusion of Chometz u'Matzeh Perkeches, he appended an agode and with the following statement. Nusach ha'agode, see the Rambam's statement written by him. שלא עבו בו ישראל בזמן הגולוס ככה. What is the בזמן הגולוס? And as a matter of fact, when the Rambam speaks about the Seder in the beginning of Perek Ches from Chometz u'Matzeh, so he always emphasized and always say that Bisman Abai it was different. For instance, let us analyze it a little more. How many, of course there are differences between the Nusach HaKodeh in which our ancestors said when the Bisamidah stood on Harabais and in the head of Pesach. So to say, when the Pesach was a perfect yontif, it means every halachic duty was fulfilled by the people. In the Rambam they say, for instance, he writes, within the front of Shulchan Aruch, גאול מורה וירק אחר ומצו וחריסת וגופי של פסקל שפסח ובשר חגיגו שויים הרבו עשר פרק חס הלוך הלך ובזמן הזה מביאים על השולחן שני מיני בוסר איך עוד זכר לפסח ואיך עוד זכר לחגיגו. So the Ram does not describe here the Seder. The Seder at Bisman Hazeh, but on the contrary, he describes the Seder at Pesach, the Seder of the Seder during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and he adds that Bisman Hazeh it is different. So the Seder that the Rambam portrayed is the one which our ancestors, our forefathers, observed in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. This is the real Seder, the genuine. However, Bisman Hazeh, it's not genuine, it's not perfect, but something is missing. So he says, hey, right here. Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Seva Baruch HaMishah Sakatah. This is a Seder. The Tchila Meizkin Kosh Lechol Lechol Lechol. As if nothing had happened. Exactly, they used to do what we are doing now. ובוא הבא פה הגופן, ואין לו לו קידוש, היי, מוזמן, יק נהג, יק מוזמן לשייסו. ורק כך מביאים לבורך המתיר את ידיים ונאית לידו. ומביאים שוב הנורך, ולא לו מורר, בדיקר, וירק אחר, נת מורר, ומעצור לך רסס, וגופי של כבש הפסח, ופסח הדיגו שלהם הבורסה. No, what kind of a Seder is it? It's not our Seder. It's a Seder of the people who work on temple, or it's the Bisham Midrash. But you learn, this man is there, it is being altered. It's not the same. This man is there, מביאים על השולחן שני מיני בוסר, אחד, this is שני קשור, אחד זה איך על הפסח, ואחד זה איך על הפסח. Is the frame of reference is the Pesach in Yerushalayim. The frame of reference. Within this frame of reference, from time to time, the Rambam points out that Bisman Hazeh is different. Then we have Shemachol HaLeleis, Von Eichlin, Bosor Tzori, Sholuk Umbushol. This is the Kasha which is related to the Korban Pesach. We have no Kasha. Related to Korban Pesach, for simple reason, because we have no Korban Pesach. But Bizman Abayis, they used to ask a question which was exclusively dedicated to the Psara Pesach. Then, Dema Pamachas Shokhavelis, when we were in Bosor Tzori, Sholok and Gushol, while Lilo Hazeh Kulo, then Alokhigimu, we make the following modification. Again, the same modification. Bizman Hazeh, Enyeim Avalal Hazeh Kulit Soli, Shein Lo Nukom, Umasul Bignus, Shein Lo Nukom. So he skips the question. It's again, the normal, the frame of reference is Manabayas. Man Hazeh is an exception to the ordinary exception. Next, when the Seven speaks about lifting the matzah, the pesah, the matzah, the memorial, the more the shenechon of Shemar, the matzah, the shenechon of Shemar, then he said again, Umar the Rashuk on the Ponot, the aim of pesah ze shenechlin, or shem she posach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or mi abota the Seven Mitzrayim, shenema lo gamartem ze lach pesah. And then again, he says, "Bizman hazeh, ein haPesach shehoyu aviseinu eichlin, bizman shizmei shekayom, chashim shepesach. Not Pesach hazeh shehoyu eichlin, but Pesach hazeh shehoyu aviseinu eichlin." Again, the normal frame of reference is Pesach bizman habayis. The exception to the rule is the Pesach bizman hazeh. Next. ברוך אתה ישם אותנו כולו מה שגורמנו בכל הסרסינים מצרים וגירונו ללילה הזה לכו בימת צלמורה This is in Beis HaMikdash ובזמן הזה מייסי קיין עד ישם עד קיין לוקי על סיינו יגיינו במעט מרגול המחירים הבוי מקוסרים ראשון צריך להגיעים לרחו ויססם על יצחו ונכו שם נעזוח ונפסוח אם כיצה ברוך אתה ישם גאול ישראל ובוא עבר את הרכם ושיש הגן The normal bracha is the one which used to be recited by our ancestors in Yerushalayim. We don't do that because what we will say, we cannot say anything which would contradict historical reality, so we say it a little different. What? I don't hear you. With what? The Goron. The Goron, the Goron, the Goron, the Goron, the Rambam is me, the Goron, 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 the Goron this looks very indicative that actually the Brahe is also this man. The Nuscha, I mean, there is related not to Zman Abayit, but Zman Hazeh. But in Rambam, if you read Rambam, it's a good question. The Zman Hazeh, Mesiv, Kena, the Shem, the Kena, the Kena, the Seinu, Yageinu, the Madan, the Golem, the Kena. The Zman Hazeh, apparently, but he has the Nuscha. The universal Nuscha is with the honor of Allah Hazeh, Lechu, the Matzah, the Moraya. It's a good question. You see, in the Mishneh, to clarify the matter, in the Mishneh is the Shamaim, I mean, Rakil Eyer, I don't know what I'm talking about. The Mishneh is like that. In the Mishnah is like that. The Chesed Begula, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Tes Zayin, from Kuf Tes Zayin, Amud Beis. The Chesed Begula, what does he say? Rabbi Meir Reimer, Rabbi Tarf Reimer, Asher Golom, the Gola, the Seracin of Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim of Mitzrayim, the Meir Hoya Chesed, it was a prophet Tzor, not a prophet Aruch. Rabbi Kiri, Rabbi Kiri, he made, transformed this broch in a broch aruka. He means which contains not only Shelach, but Eidoe, not only Shelach is an Eidoe, but Bakosh and Tfile Eidoe. Rabbi Kiri, Keina, the Shem, the Keina, the Keina, the Keina, the Meadi, the Golim, the Herim, הבוי מתרוסינו לשולים, שמחים בבניין הרכו וסוסים בעלי תסכו, ונחר לשול. נפסוכים, 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 עד גואל ישראל. מוסו שאין אינטרפרטית את המחלקת בפני רב מאיר ורחל הקיבה, הוא עובד על דברוך אשר גלו מגור עשינו מצרים וזה ברוך הקצורת, בסחס בבורך ונחסמת בבורך, there is no element of the kosher or the request in the bracha. But what's a bracha mishchiyam? The God has seen Mitzrayim, the God has allowed them to have the matzmo. A bracha mishchiyam. This is a bit harder, she did. But the Kibbutz says no. It's a bracha rucho. A bracha rucho is not only sheva, it's everything. But about kosher too, and hence. That is the reason why the Kohen of Rabbi Kiva, this is our minute, the Brok is a Brok HaRucho, and we are facing Fina Yishev Elkein Yagenu, and Arun Gan Achino. Wherever there is Shevach and Bakosh intertwined, intermingled, it is a Brok HaRucho. The Rambam interprets that this is not, there was no Machleket in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarf. It was a question I mean, revolved about the problem of when the Brocha was formulated. According to Rabbi Meir, the Brocha is an old Brocha of the Pesach, which they used to celebrate, I mean, in Yerushalayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was still on its place. It's according to Rabbi Meir, the old Brocha consisted in just a shelach, a word of praise and gratitude for making us survive and celebrate Pesach. And that's also enough. Rabbi Akiva was like a chum, Rabbi Akiva, of course. So Rabbi Akiva added, no, you cannot, so to say, forget that it's a time of that we live in time of boom and crisis, and it will be most appropriate for us to extend the bracha und make a brocha aruche, out of this brocha, in order to insert a tfile, that history should change, and that the Melech HaMashiach should come, and the Mishamim should be restored to his glory. That, if you take a look in the Pirush HaMishnah, I believe so, is the Rambam. I don't remember exactly which words he uses. The Rambam interprets like that. It's not a question of the Achlekes Rav Meir and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, in a matter of fact, Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara told Rabbi Tarfon was a king, Rabbi Tarfon, Shimei, the Reis HaMikdosh, that once and the many shavas about Mumim, who is about Mumim, who is not about Mumim, they used to address Rabbi Tarfon because he remembered, I mean, the all those shavas, I mean, since his day as a young king in his Amida. Rabbi Tarfon was much older than Rabbi Kiyo. Rabbi Kiyo was born with his Bachafu. Rabbi Kiyo was already belonged to a generation, a post-Hum generation. Is Rabbi Tarfon? Rabbi Tarfon, they had no need for to convert the brocha from Asher Golonu into a brocha ruche. The bakoshi, there is no need for bakoshi. According to Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Akiva, you see that the Asher Golonu contains not only joy for the Nisim and Nefroyis which HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us in the past, but a bakoshe for the Gula Shlishis, for the real Gula, for the genuine, I mean, redemption of the people. In Binyan Bris HaMikdash. Kein HaShem Elokeinu, Yageinu Nahad Mokom Acherim, Avon Mishon Sholim, Smechim Binyan Erechov, Vesosim Ma'adalim Esechov, ונכה שם מן הזרוכים, מן הפסוכים, אשר יגיע דום מהפתיר מזבחה כל הרצה. ופתיר מזבחה כל הרצה. This is the reason, why the reason, לכו במצל מורה, or we don't say לכו בפסח מצל מורה. Because this broche, I mean, according to Rabbi Tarfon, I mean, included הבקושי, included already the times, particularly Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, this word, Asher Golonu, addressed itself to the historical situation of Qum. And Rabbi Akiva inserted a special bakoshi for that. The kind of thing. During the times of Rabbi Akiva, so you couldn't say the Gona Lala Azel, Asher Golonu, Asher Golonu, Gona Lala Azel, learned the Matze Moret. Pesach, there was no Pesach. It's only according to it. In the first part, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed which he bestowed upon us. The chesed which he bestowed upon us consists of one thing, that we survive. And we celebrate another Pesach. If you want to, we survive. Why is it so important? Because on Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed mitzvahs, there's a matzah morah. For matzah morah we attend it. Because actually, we don't allow us to learn the matzah morah. However, Pesach cannot be mentioned because Pesach, the Mishnah is in debris, in ruins. You cannot say that, hey, thank you for Pesach. This would not be true. So, in the appendix, he had it right away. The second part, Bakoshe, which refers exclusively to Pesach. The only question is, what is the Bakoshe? The Bakoshe does not revolve around Matzah Morah, but Bakoshe revolves about what? About being an English. By the restoration of the Bishan Midrash. This is the Rambam, and it fits very well in the Mishnah. Did you see what the Rambam says in the Mishnah? No? והלוכה כרבי קיבה. רמב"ם הירש והלוכה כרבי קיבה. אם רמב"ם הירש המשנה הוא דעתי, הוא דגי, רמב"ם הירש המשנה זה אינטרשן, זה איזה רבי מסקרנות, זה כאילו חדתה אחרי רבי קיבה. No, the way he formulated it in Mishneh Torah, it's no disagreement between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. So many Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva speak, each one speaks of a different period, of a different era. The pre-Churban era and the post-Churban era. It's, the pre-Churban era is Rabbi Tarfon's Nusche, the proper Nusche. If the Mishneh speaks of after Churban, or the period which followed him, or Rabbi Akiva's Bakoshe fits in the frame in this frame of reference. So just a minute. Fine. By the way, I mean while we are busy with explaining Machlokes Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, I would like to add the following. What Rabbi Akiva added is not just because it's space of night, it's proper to say it, to be misspelled, to address our prayers to God, that the Beis HaMikdash is for it, and ask him to accelerate the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash and so forth. This is not because Pesach, and Pesach night, I mean, is Darayon Tevin with the Churban Beit HaMikdash per se, is not, we haven't been affected so much by the Churban Beit HaMikdash as Pesach. The whole Pesach was a different one in Beit HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, in Manshi Yerushalayim. Roishar ben Yonah, who was on its place, the Har HaBayit, the Beis HaMikdash. It was a different place. Basically, people, the Jews, the contemporaries of Beis HaMikdash, couldn't imagine a Pesach without the Korban Pesach. Without the Pesach, it was not Pesach. The Pesach was not complete, completely dislocated. And they simply did not feel the Kedusha Sakhar the way they used to experience before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, the Abakoshe, the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, is in place. Rabbi Akiva's Abakoshe. But I believe there's more than that. Rabbi Akiva apparently, that in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, there should be the Malchus, the Geula HaSidei, and the Malchus of Beis David and the Bina Mikdash is a part of Sipur Yetziat Yisrael. Master Begnus, Nisayim Bishvach. What is Shvach? I say that Shvach is going to be a Pazak and Vayim Tuyo. Or Maharam and Yitzhak and Yitzhak and Yitzhak and Yitzhak is in the Shvach. In the Shvach is also we must but Master Begnus in the Shvach is more than that. Master Begnus, the Sipur Yetziat Yisrael should start begin with the humble origin of the Am Yisrael. And finish, not only with Mitzrayim, with Mitzach Hadash Ba'achad. No, this is not a Shvach we are so proud of. Not a Tzach Hadash Ba'achad. And finish with his Tikkun Olam on the Malchus Shaddai and the Geula HaSidei of the whole world. And the being with Amit. But if you have a Mesig, what do you want? If you have a Mesig, or, Kena Shemekini Yagenu, and Madhu, and Golem Achelen, Smechen die wie in der Rechel des Sosin bei der Lüse. Die Sapat hat Sippel in der Lüse. How do I know that? Of the Gula Aside. How do I know that? Of the Gula Aside, the men, the dimension of the Gula Aside, and our profession of faith in the Gula Aside, and also the Tfile, of the Gula Aside should arrive as soon as possible. That how it belongs into the Sito Yitzhi, into the system of Sito Yitzhi. How do I know that? What muscle is this? I'm schwach. Somebody can say, schwach means, what happened in Mitzrayim 4 or 5,000 years ago? So a reinterpretation of the semantics of the schwach, the sign is schwach, it's more than just schwach. That schwach is so important, it is important. Important is that there is a second name on the mouth of Shadarach. How do I know that? I have a very simple proof of that. That the Kos Shlishi, the Kos Revi'i, has no mention of Sipuriti of the Torah. Not a word. In Rambam, not a word, because the Rambam has no Havala Golu. The Rambam has Kos Revi'i, he hasn't got a Havala Golu, should be recited by Kos Revi'i. Nor does the Rambam have Nishmas. Where Mitzrayim is mentioned in Israel. All the Rambam is Hallel, from the Rambam Kos Revi, you recite of Kos Revi, Hallel, means Leilono, until the end, and you say Ya'alucho, Melech Mulo, what is Gerasim Yudbar. So if you find the Yisipu Yitzhiyot Mitzrayim in the second half of the Hallel, which we recite over the case Revi, a mention of Sipa Yitzhiyot Mitzrayim, not a single mention. Not like a three men. So what is the answer? The answer is already, I mean, the answer is no. And it might be that this is the Machlokes, the Shama and the Hillel, how much Hallel, how many psalms of Hallel you say over the second course. The name of the Mashiach Hadash HaAlokot. According to the Hillel, you say 2 chapters. Hallel Adi Hashem, Metis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Metis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Yad Bezak and Mamun Yisrael, the first Yisrael Mitzrayim. According to the Shammai, you say only 1 chapter. Hallel Adi Hashem, Yishim Hashem, Yech Ma'arim, Amin Hashem, Yishim Hashem, Metis Yisrael Mitzrayim, he leaves for the Kos Revi. Why is it? Because according to the Shammai wanted that the Kos Revi should also, the Shira of the Kos Revi should include at least a reminder or a doe of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And that's why the Shammai said that the Betis of Mitzrayim is a part of the Hallel which I recite over the Kos Revi. But apparently the Shira didn't care about it. The Kos Revi is a paradoxical. Because he is one of the 4 cases shall do it. It means the Sipa Yitzhiyot Mitzrayim is divided into 4 parts, and the 4th part is Hallel, but a very funny Hallel. The Hallel which has no, where Mitzrayim is not mentioned. You start with Lom Hashem Lom, you shouldn't think of it. So the answer is, as Agula is mentioned in the 4th part, not one Gula, he mentioned to the 4th verse. For instance, when you say Hallel and Halak Godu and Nishmas, and even according to the Rambam, Gula is mentioned. The Rambam has no Halak Godu nor Nishmas. Gula is mentioned in Hallel itself, in the Melona. The Hallel begins with Melona. But it is Gula Asida. Then it's a Gula Poshet, not a Chachmei Kabbalah, but the 4th course is the Gula Asida. If you see us Mitzrayim, sorry, this proves the following assumption, the following premise, that namely, that Gula Asida is a part of the Maskul of the Muslim Sahih Mishra. Sein Geschaffenen ist im Universal Kernes. Im Cosmic Universal Kernes. Wenn man Russisch sagt, dass ich Boku will spreaden and include everybody, not only men, but any living thing. It's a bacteria already starts, introduce this motif from Google, from Tikkun Neymar, the Marcus Shaddai, introduced it rabative into this Baruch Hashem Elonu of the second course. The second course is Yagen Hashem Elonu Rabin Lebon Lachirim Abon Lachirim Lachirim Smeichim Yildin Erechel Esosim Adizachor, which means then the Gula will be complete, and then the Gula Sipra is Mitzrayim will reach its apex, and then we'll And then it's Sipra Yetzias Mitzrayim will fulfill the Neidel Achor, then this Geula will come out, will finally be realized, the great universal Geula, the Neidel Achor, the Neidel Achor Shir Chodosh, Al Geula Seinu, Al Kedus Nafshinu. Shir Chodosh is so only for us, why is not Shir Chodosh? Why is Shir Chodosh? The question so the Miller says, a Shir Chodosh means you apply Shir Chodosh, you speak of Shir Chodosh is the guru which is responsible for. But singing the Shir is just a transient character. It's a transient character. Then he says Shir Chodosh. But when the guru is permanent and total, and then it's not Shir Chodosh, but a stronger noun, apparently, Shir Chodosh is a stronger noun. And then it is Shir Chodosh. And interesting is how they interpret the Agoda. L'fikoch anachnach hayom leinuk l'olech adeach l'olein l'olech 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 he speaks about what Gula, about Mitzrayim, second course of Mitzrayim. The whole sipur is related to Mitzrayim. When we said Lefikoch, after telling, narrating the great miracle which happened to Mitzrayim before the Exodus, yes, this itself generates an obligation or a duty on our part to say Shire, to recite Shire. But what kind of a Shire? Shire Chadosh. Because we are speaking about Gula Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was a transient character. In the Shire, which we sing that is better, because of the Gula Sitzias Mitzrayim, is connected exclusively, I mean, you know, in the second course. When the Hashem and the Sitzias Mitzrayim is connected exclusively with the Sitzias Mitzrayim and the splitting of the sea, I mean, the Kriyas Hayom. Does not include yet, our Shira does not include yet our faith and our belief that the Gula will be completed in the future. It will become universal and almost cosmic, the Gula. It would ever be. It's only in over the second course we deal exclusively with Yetzias Mitzrayim, the name of the form of Shira, Chadosho, Ha'oloko. What is the Shire? The two psalms of Havelot. The two chapters of Havelot. How you call Allah al Hashem Yishem Hashem Zero, and the Tzeis Yisrael, Menetzrayim. Just a minute. When you come, when you get to Asher Golanu, the goal of Hashem Menetzrayim, after you are through. With the Shire, which is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, you begin to say the Baruch. אשר גולנו לברכתינו מישראל, וגאון עלה לזה לכו בינת למורה. נראה בטחם בזנת איך תרגיל, או תרגיל, what kind of a shiro will say? At the point of darkness, it's only one short breath. Rabbi Akiva had a message. Rabbi Akiva extended it. But what Rabbi Akiva gave you? Then I shall tell you, again, you will be adding, you will go in a harem, I will go in the same way, shalom. But this is just a personal, private of a question. But once I should survive and be able to celebrate the next holiday. Then I shall tell you, again, you will be adding, again, בואו נדבר שעה את זה משלם, שמחים בבין ערכו, נד גמת מצרים מורד, שמחים בבין ערכו, וסוסים בעבד עשכו. ומי ראשון מן הזוחים, מן הפסוחים, אשר ידיע דומו מעפיר מזבחת על הרכים, וכנין בפר בפעמיד ישמור בירידיו. ונדע לכו שם שבי ערכו, שיר חודש על גולסנו ועל גדוס נפשנו, ברוך אתה עד השם גואל ישראל. רבתי לשיר, אינו רבי מטרוויית את האקסקוזיות לי כמצרים, ותנסה שמחים בלי נערך ולססם על הלבך, מי בין המיגוש, מי בוד the restoration of the מיגוש, מי נסקלס, I don't have to tell you that. It means גולה עשידי, גולה עשידי means not a provincial גולה, not a limited גולה, and not a tradition גולה. But it's the great Gula which has redeemed the whole world. That is called Shir Chodesh. Stronger, more powerful. And already Rabbi Akiva introduced into the Agbode the motif of Bias HaMashiach, Melech HaMashiach, and being, even though, I mean, we are dealing with an event in Israel, which is gigantic and very powerful in itself and justifies Shire, but we are not satisfied with the Shire, which is related to Mitzrayim. We want more. And this is Rabbi Akiva's motif, which was introduced. Then when we come to the fourth course, I mean the third course is occupied, is taken by the Zanov. But when you come to the fourth course, so you remind yourself of the promise that Rabbi Akiva made, and the great Gula will be realized, then to be a Shir Chodesh. And this Shir Chodesh will begin to say immediately over the fourth part, from the fourth part, what is a Shir Chodesh? According to Rambam, the rest of the Hallel, Olon Hashem Olonu, Kilishim Chateim Kovei, Al-Chaz Bapalam Etechot. Who why the rest of the Hallel, according to Rabbi Kivi, the Shir Chodesh, because Hallel, because after the apostle in Hallel, why did the first two chapters in Hallel belonging to the group of Shir HaKadosh? Correct? And the Hallel, which begins with Leilonu, beholds the vision of the Abiyas HaMashiach, Gula Seilon, and it's called Shir Chodesh. How why is it so again? Because it's apostle. Ha'aluz Hashem kol geyim shabku kol umim ki gobal in chazi genes Hashem ilayla ma'alapa. Ha'aluz Hashem kol goyim. It's second, he addressed himself to the entire manhood, to the entire mankind, to humanity, to all nations. Or Shabbatu follow me, not only we. Because the Gula is not only a private Gula, just for some people, but it could be a general universal Gula for everybody. And that's truth, I mean, includes everyone. How you call? This apparently, but we pick up the motif, already in Rabbi Akiva, Skin Hashem, Ken Yagin, and Mahadim, and Mahadim, and Mahadim, and Mahadim, Sameich Melein Erech, and Vissos, and Bavad Esach.
How many
minutes
say Karev Yom Shelo Yom Velo Laila and other.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the fact is that at the end, correct. The fact is that at the end of that body, we speak exclusively of being a Beis Hamikdash. And the Gula Rasi, exclusively. All right, we call it Kayat. But this Kayat was written by the Gdera Paitonim, I mean, Rehiba Chatzia Lailo and all those were written by Yeshi Ben Yeshi. The Gdera Paitonim, Yeshi Ben Yeshi. Well, why suddenly we remind ourselves after the Seder? But after we finish Melech Gula Vatish Boches, this is a different story, what broche? How the chsime over the fourth course should be formulated. It's a different story. But after we finish the course review, is after who you may be calling the Torah, say, okay, if you have made the Torah, probably Mashu, Leyev, Leyev, Leyev. We are speaking already about an era, an eschatological era. Suddenly, I mean, there is a change. From the natural historical event into eschatological event, into a new era. Asher ulei yengelei lailo, it means it will be a strange time, but a great time. The time of the Gula Hasidus.
Doesn't Shlokha Moshe also speak about those that are preventing the Gula Hasidus?
Right, yes. But this is how the Rambam interprets the machlekes between Rabbi Tarp and Rabbi Isnata machlekes. According to Rabbi Kive, before I conclude my shirek over the second course, a shirek which is related to Gulas Mitzrayim, I pick up another shirek. This duty has got to be discharged Pesach night. These are part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is Hallel, or Hallel Agodel, or Nishmas, or all together.
So what
Kalam and Bigman
has that?
Well, no, by as long as the Bishamil is around the Khani, we did not say Yagin and Adam of Alam Akhir, are born with the same way, surely. By Shane. I did not understand exactly. What? Yeah, no, let's continue. What else? Now, please. What else we do differently now than we used to do at the time of the Bais HaMikdash of the Kayam? I just pointed out the Rambam held. The one in the state, the Kahal was different. We have on the Kahal two, Azrei and Abetze, Ashrei and Abetze, and the familia during the time of the Samigdosh, they used to have on the Kahal, on the Shulchan, instead of Shmei Tavshinu, the Gufish of Pesach and the Gufish of Hagigah. They are simple, you know. Of course, it is. And then, during the time of the Hamidah, he used to say, Pesach Shoneich Lemal Shema. Now we might not say, Pesach Shoneich Lemal Shema. We have to say, Pesach Shoneich Lemal Shema. It's a very simple thing. And then also, the Pesach Shoneich Lemal Shema is not Avisenu. It's very simple thing. Then, of course, this man has a, when we get to the Sude, what do you do? I'll just limit myself to the Rambam. What do? You wash, you may have made a lot of water, Yefrimatu, Atumatu, and you eat, and you eat, and you're not in the meeting of his matter, then comes Morer, and after Matu and Morer, comes here. The guy should be Shikayam, the way I'm following the Rambam's, the Rambam's sequence of the order. They used to eat first of all better, the bigger. First of all, they take a look at it. First of all, matzah, and then matzah, either matzah more together or matzah more separately. Matzah, and then the matzah in rain. And after matzah umorer, he eats the Pesach and the Zerach. In a Pesach nechol ever was ever. In a word, they used to eat Pesach. Pesach in the contemporary of the Mishamilish ate Pesach. We eat matzah. And after we have only a Zecha LePesach, Zecha LeMikdash, which comes to expression according to the Rambam in Kerach. But the Banshi Zin Shekayim, there was no need for Zecha LeMikdash. You had the Pesach on the table, in front of you. And then also there's a different Bismana there. It's much. But, of course, I mean, if there was a Pesach, the people you see the Pesach, you have no need for any symbols or substitutes for Pesach, regular meals and so forth. But basically, in the Agoda itself, there's very much difference between Bismanashe, or Bismanashe. Slight differences which are not important at all. The only major difference is Rabbi Tafu Rabbi Kiv. From Rabbi Kiv, there is a new dimension, actually, in Sifu Yitzir Fesrai, and this is the Gugula Hasidei, and Bizman Sheim Bisamil Yashkayim, we have to pray Takadosh Baruch Hu for the restoration of Bizmanil. So there will be we would not say in Ashmatina Yagino Nagum Kamakayam, but it was in the Shole. We'll simply, do the way Rabbi Tafu advised us to do. Namely, just a prophet. So, now the Rambam. Ramam is the Godet. Nusach HaGodet Shinoagu Bo Yisroel Bezman HaGores Kachi. Masri Al-Kos Sheni. Al-Kos Sheni. This is the Kos from the Godet, from the Sipur HaGodet. Ve'emer, apparently immediately before it sits down to the Kos Sheni, Ve'emer Bibiru Yoshu at the same time. Huh? Your son, how do you say? The Bihilo, your son, your Tarsenerim. Your son in Mimitrai. This is, what is it? What is this? Well, why is it so important? We don't say it at all. Why is it so important? But the Rambam is a headline, Rambam, before anything else. They must love the Alte Sheni, then I will be in your son in the tribe. What does correspond in our God to this Rambam deal you have to say in the tribe? What corresponds in our God, a parallel expression? No, it's not over there. No. Well, but apparently it's not just a phrase which the Rambam adapted and for. The reason if this is a phrase in the Rambam's Agoda, apparently we have a similar phrase. Parallel to this one. Where do you see it? This I might be, if you have it here, I'll take it right there. Olach Maya, the Ram has. Where is Olach Maya? At the very beginning. Olach Maya, the Chol HaRishon Ba'ad Yisrael. Kol Dechrin, Yesim Yeho, Kol Dechrin, Yesim Yeho, Kol Dechrin, Yesim Yeho, Roshat Erochon, Yesim Yeho, Ba'ad Yisrael, Roshat Adin, Shonat Asak Yisrael. What is the Bibil? Actually, let's understand. What is the Bibil? The Bibil. The Bibil. What is it? Semantically, what is it? The Beholo. You will be Beholo. Aramaic Bibil. The Beholo. What is Beholo? Beholo. What is the pot? Correct? Beholo is the pot. The pot. Kripoze. And most probably is that this is Lachemeni. What is Lachemeni in the Gemara list of interpretations? Lachemeni, Lachem Shaloni, Hashem Dvai Yayim Shemen, one does not discharge his duty because it is Machloshir, anyway, but the pshat from Lach Mo'anyo, the way it appears in our Agoda is the very beginning, I'm saying. The very beginning. After I get through with this course of Kiddush, I start with the Lach Mo'anyo, but the Rambam, the whole Lach Mo'anyo, is preaches with three words. Namely, Bidilu Yotzun Mitzvah. Bidilu Yotzun Olach Ma'ayo, Bidilu Yotzun Mitzrayim, or Bidilu Yotzun Mitzrayim, the Olach Ma'ayo, the Olach Ma'ayo. What is the combination? Why is it necessary? In my opinion, what does it actually mean to do opposing Yotzos Amirat Mitzrayim? Reposing your thoughts on earth with Ryan. What? This actually, the Holach Ma'ayo, and the main leader of the Bihil, Yotzen Mitzrayim, is associated, of course, with the reposing, and with Rabbi Gamliel's Maimer, that Kol Mishlo Omar, Sheshadvor, and Elu Ba'Pesach, the yot for the day, he was sitting in Pesach, Matzah, and Morer, so let us leave out Pesach and Morer, but we concentrate on Matzah. Matzah zu shaneichim al shemo, Matzah zu shaneichim al shemo, al shum she Pesach hakonan, al shum she yistik du tzeke shal al seinu lehachnit, al shenira al yanim, nach nochim al kodish bohu, ugoolo, shenem al yifres al marat al bosek, Bugis Matis Kale Homes, Gibirshim Mitzrayim, Rasmea, Vigam Hedo, Le Yosolahem. And this is Bemet, the view, the person Mitzrayim, they did not have the time even to bake the Matis. They had to interrupt the affairs of Matis, the baking of the Matis, the preparation of food, and leave Mitzrayim immediately, Bachatris. This is the Bihilo Yotzon in Mitzrayim, and that is why, and this is Olach Ma'anyo, the Chol HaRishon Ba'ad Mitzrayim, in general, with regard to Olach Ma'anyo, I want to make the following remark. O Shate Hoch, Kol Ditzrich, Yeser Yeser, Kol Ditzrich, Yeser Yiftach HaTzach, Pesach Yeser Yiftach. Why is it necessary to say? In my opinion, we say it in order to meet a requirement which the Rambam considers it very important with regard to Yom Tov in general. The Rambam, but the Rambam is very explicit unequivocally, I mean, formulated. No ambiguity. The Rambam Shita is that Simcha the Yonter, Simcha Yonter, can only be fulfilled, immediately the duty be fulfilled, if I let somebody else participate in it. Apostle. So Machto Ato Virgo, Ra'aldocho Ra'amosko, Ra'agir Asher Mishalecho, Ra'alei Asher Mishalecho, Ra'inachilek Rinachu Imo. He said, the Rambam says that in Rigolim, in regard to Rigolim, is Hamitzich Nalil Erevu and the Korban Simche and the offering of Chagiges, the regular was the time of Akoras Korban itself, of offering many sacrifices, the Mitzvah, the Rosh Hashanah, and this is the Mitzvah Simche, the Mitzvah Chagiges, and the Mitzvah Chagasriye, I mean, it cannot be fulfilled, cannot be achieved, if the Rambam says, nail basic, he closes his door and doesn't let anybody in. And the Rambam is very sharp in there. The Rambam is very sharp. So there is not, it calls it Simchas Kreisach. Simchas Kreisach. Simchas is his own organism, but if his own takes care, he takes care only of his own needs. He has no sympathy for the suffering of others. All right? Yeah. Then if you will read it, we interest in this. Just went. Tell me, is in the Akter of Shabbos HaGadol, is mentioned that possibly Chol Shulchan is more than Kippur? No. Or are they in Pelvis? This is the apostle is in Pelvis. Yeah, but anyway, is the mitzvah of Simcha Yomtev can be achieved only if the one who is capable of indulging in Simcha and feasting invites a need, poor people who are not capable of doing that, to participate in the festivities, and he let them enjoy the food and his home and Yom Kippur. I mean, this is the mitzvah. Our Rambam says, "Av miyavu mishen neir, whoever closes his doors, his aims is simchas shemitzvah, elo simchas kreisi, the simcha of his own belly." The Rambam says, "Is what." So what has that to do? I believe that Pesach bin Matzah is a similar Nechaya as far as Tzedakah is concerned. The Matzah Pesach is a Nechaya in Tzedakah. It generates a Chiyur Tzedakah, a reciprocates a Chiyur Tzedakah on the part of all of us. Matzah has the same quality as Yom Tov in general. See, Yom Tov generates a chiyuv tzedakah. Matzah, if you look at Hashem Lekach Hashanah Sanlo, if you look at Yom Tov, if you look at Hashem Lekach this is the key in Yom Tov. Tzedakah and Yom Tov is not, as I said before, it's not just of course it's very good, it's nice, noble, if I let others share my wealth and my and the things which I enjoy. It's very well. It's very important. But I mean not its topic, but it's always important. In particular, in Yom Tov, it's certainly important. But I think in the Kiyum, from the Kedusha Sayyid, the Simchas Yom Tov, is the Rambam. The Simchas Yom Tov is the reason of Kiyum, the Simchas Yom Tov, unless Simchas Yom Tov goes hand in hand. This health extends to the people who cannot afford to enjoy the Yom Tov as beautifully as he can.
Rambam uses the lashon of chayev.
Huh?
Rambam uses the lashon of chayev.
What's chayev?
Al chayev lismoach aniyim v'ham am.
Oh, yeah, really? When you use Yom Tov? All right. Al chayev lismoach.
V'aniyim v'ha'am lolim k'nema v'alevi v'agev v'ayotem v'almona.
Chayev lismoach is duty bound. as his dhokhi duty. Now, dhokhi and yomtev is a separate chayva. Avo mishineo dalfis katere. Mishineo dalfis katere.
Avo mishineo dalfis katere. Va'ofa v'shota hu uvon of the isho. Eino machil umashke la'aniyim.
Yes.
Lumori Nefesh, Ain Zu Simchas Mitzvah, Ala Simchas Kreto.
Very good. Not a Simchas Mitzvah, but a Simchas Mitzvah. His own belly, alright. It's selfish and he does not feel Simchas. All I want to add is, the Huadon on this exactly is not only holy on him, but Pesach as well and in a double kapet. That's all Pesach is a holiday. I don't think I can order him. But this, the duty of Zdoke, the Teres Yomtev begins the first day Yomtev in the morning. At the time when the Jew is ready to go into the Azores, to fill Riyad Sponim, and begin to offer his Kobonos, Beres Riyad, and Shana Hadigah, and so forth. Then, if the form is necessary, is consumed by the people who draw the korm, the baile korm. If the baile korm should invite only the gay or the lady, I mean, to share with him, I mean, the good thing, which are the work of the story. Yeah. Matke Pesach is united. Matke is a high stopping. And this is the reason we say for the three days of the Gehen, for the three days of the Gehen. The Gemara tells us that Roger, whenever he sat down to eat, he said for the three days of the Gehen, for the Gemara, you don't know. So, yes, in the Gehen, of course. In general, I mean, one of the things that in general one must not eat, unless he invites others need to participate in the same meal, to share with the meal of the Gehen. But Pesach night is the Gehen. He's called the three gates of the Gehel, he called the three gates of Yisrach. Of course, Yisrach is the problem in the Pesach Nechra and the Nurah. It's a question. Anyway, but this is especially, it might apply to the night of Pesach as a whole, or might apply to the Pesach exclusively. I would say it is the night of Pesach as an entity, that night of Pesach, one should invite, call the king, whoever is under him, call the tree, whoever is in need, and this is a king in Pesach. Zdoki and Pesach is a separate king. I mean, it is Pesach for two reasons. One reason is because Zdoki is every Yomtev a noble act which enhances the key of Simcha. Secondly, because of Pesach. Pesach itself. Matz, the best proof is the institution for Moshe. The institution of Moshe. What's happening to Moshe? Why don't they have no written before Shavuot, before Sukkot? Because Pesach is a separate field of God. Matthew is a higher God. Matthew is a higher God. That's what Kodachin is. Yeshiv Yitzchak, meaning Kodachin Yeshiv Yechal, Kodachin Pesach Yeshiv Yitzchak. The question of Moshe speaking before Pesach, about the reason behind that meaning, and all the institution. The institution of Moshe speaking is mentioned in the right in your account. As Bezen Kefin, Bezen forces people or compels people to contribute to other funds, which we use for purchasing the matzah for the poor. It's resolved as the Knesset Israel, what is actually the linear, the common denominator in the matter and in the doctor's meditation, the Rebbe said there is the question of the Rebbe. But I believe I have the answer. Now, what does actually matzah, what does actually matzah mean, the meaning of matzah? In Rabban Gamliel's interpretation, what does it mean? Matzah shanayisim al shumo, al shum shanayisim mitzeker shalavisein ola hachnit, asinigla v'imelach malach amloch nachalish boch ogolom, שנמה רגיד מסבוטית, ומסמטית, כביר של מצרים, ויוכל סמניה, וגם מצ, גם מצרים, ועוסקותית. ועוד עזרה בהקטיב, ועוד עזרה בהקטיב, רב הוא גם לי עוד כרס. וכל הזה. It's very interesting. We never care, we don't care for tiny amitzes. We don't care for tiny amitzes. We do mitzes because the Almighty told us to do it. And we find in the performance, in the mitzvah performance, satisfaction without expecting any reward, and so forth. So what did Ramel say? Matzah zuar shemo, an interest in the, something else. The Rambam, in the Nusach HaGodeh says, Matzah zuar shemo, 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 exactly, it copies our Nusach. In the Perek Ches, when he speaks about Rabban Gamliel, he says, "Umagbia, mamatzah biyodei, v'mamatzah dushan ha'etlin, al shish, al shem shrei hispit, b'tzeikom shal v'senil ha'achnit. Ad sh'nigla le'em ha'kodesh bo'ok, u'golo, miyad, sh'nem ha'yed v'sabotet, it's the same news. Perek Zayim? Correct, there is a number there. Yeah, you will find that one. Matze Hashem Shenigal. So in one place he has Al-Nusri is Hashem Shlihispik B'Tzekesh HaSinu L'Achmit HaSinigal Le'Melech Malchan Lochan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golo. In Perek Zayin is a different Nusri. Perek Zayin is Matze Hashem Shenigal. I mean, so apparently, when he says Hashem Shinigal with the Rambam, and he also says about Matzah, Hashem Shlihispik B'Tzekesh V'Arsenu L'Achmit, apparently, both definitions are identical. As Nigal means Shlihispik B'Tzekesh V'Arsenu L'Achmit. Because you know very well, if there is a contradiction in the Rambam, and then I hardly believe that Rambam forgot when he wrote Perek Ches, what he wrote about Matzah in Perek Zayin. So it means that the Rambam saw no difference between the Nusra Hashem Shenigalu and the Nusra and the text. Otherwise, he couldn't accept two things of Matzah. Apart from the immediate statement about the reason for Matzah, and Morer and Mempesa, in Midaraisa, Shriyotri, Rechegosa, the Mempesa, Matzah, Morer. And what is so important, actually, I mean, whether the B'Tzekesh of Arzeno, I mean, had the time, I mean, to ferment, or it couldn't ferment, because Pharaoh suddenly, I mean, walked in and called him out, cannot stay in Mitzrayim any longer, and the way and they couldn't prepare anything. Is it so important that it had been perpetuated to the Derech? In the Derech, at every place of night, and you have to got to eat Matzah. Is it so important the fact? What is important about Matzah? Is because the Shlihispik, the second thing, like they couldn't let the dough her ferment, and they had to take, to carry matzah on their shoulder. In my opinion, the What Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Gamliel wanted to say is that Gula, the real Gula, the genuine Gula, comes always suddenly. Unexpected. Moreover, at the time when people are ready to give up hope, when a certain situation, historical situation, keeps on deteriorating, and people pray, and people cry, and people beg, and there is no answer to their fear. No answer at all. Silent. And the people are on the verge of yeush, of giving up, of forgetting all promises and all predictions when you be in the At that moment when the crisis reaches its maximum, the crisis, that the crisis threatens actually, the very existence of the community. And people begin to give up, as I told you before, with the Gula, the Melech HaMashiach, and the Gula. Quite often, when the people are in accordance with, following their own limited and faulty reasoning, their own limited and faulty reasoning, and expect and give up hope, so then the Gula suddenly comes and take them out of the land of affliction. This is exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. The people in Mitzrayim were many, 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 the Jews in Mitzrayim spent many, many years. As a matter of fact, we don't know how many years they spent. It's very hard to understand the situation. Very long time, in the hundreds, And the people did not care so much about this weather. But when you see the Mesha came, they did not receive him enthusiastically. But something happened. After Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, when the Jews and Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, it was almost disastrous. As far as the consequences were concerned, the Tashibut became heavier, and bed-breaking. The great Israel, the prestige of the Jew sank down, and there was no respect, as a matter of fact. Pharaoh began simply to look upon the Jews and this discontent. Meshere are in the Sulan al Sulisechem or Mosechem, near the matter. It's not the way you speak to the person you respect, near the matter, near the Meshere. I think for the Nazareth. He actually, Meshere's proposition, Meshere's suggestion to Pharaoh that he should let the people. The people, give them a furlough for 3 days in order to worship God. It was not rejected, it was ridiculed. People, the Jews, are lazy and they look for all kinds of excuses in order to not to work. So now a new excuse to go into the middle and to worship, to take a bonnet. And all the hopes the Jews had, because there was a tradition carried from generation to generation that a Gael will come who will say Prophet Pachavati Hashem, and if a Gael will pronounce the two words Prophet Pachavati Hashem, This will prove that his mission is authentic. Mesha came, he said, Prophet Fakates, and nothing of him. But this is the way the Gula works. And no one expects it. And everybody, I mean, is skeptical about it. And everybody laughs off the possibility of Gula. If the Gula sometimes meet at midnight, knocks on the door, and the game is right there. And this is Matri. Matri means something unexpected. I have to go back to Matri. Matri is I stop the process of fermentation. This is Matri. I don't let the idea, a particular dough exposed, I don't let it be exposed to the atmosphere. Yeah, it means it is short, the idea is short, it is paradoxical. It is not understandable. This is not. This is Gula. The Gula is the reposing yourself in this life. When you stop believing, suddenly the Gula knocks on your door. As long as the Jews pray, and you see a Chumash. ויהיו יום הרב נעים, ויום נשמח מצרים, ויוכם ישראל מן הרדו, ויזוקו בתר שלא סמלתי מן הרדו. It's until the time of Pharaoh's death, so apparently the Jews did not pray to the Jews. They didn't pray at all. They didn't care about the Shiva. Because many Jews led a good life and a physically good life, they are prosperous, they have no need. But when did it change? When did this situation change? When their own Pharaoh died. The very moment they died, there was a change of policy, and the government decided to oppress the Jews. To oppress and to mobilize the Jews as a work, as an army of workers, as slaves. Then when his job was at our Shabbat in the criminal level, but after his work, he did not answer. The people in Israel had no knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, they had no knowledge of this dialogue, the people in Israel. And at the time when the crisis reached its climax, and the Jewish people were almost on the verge of complete assimilation, and disappearance completely. So Moshe came. And Moshe at the beginning was not successful, Moshe at the beginning. Very far from successful.
Didn't they see the
Jews
in the market? Did they see the Jews coming?
Apparently everywhere they did not believe in anything. They didn't, it's a kasha, but apparently the market did not convince them. The Rambam says that's exactly why they were not convinced. I mean, but anyway, but this is Gula. Rav Chaim Volozhin used to say, I said, people think that when the Melech HaMashiach will come, there will be announcements before, and the whole world will change a day before the Melech HaMashiach will arrive. Not correct. And he used to give a muscle. He used to portray a very strange picture. I imagine he used to say, "Biat HaMashiach," in the following manner. It's a Monday afternoon, plain ordinary Monday afternoon. Nothing extra happened. I mean, the sun is covered by clouds. It's raining. It's a bleak Sunday afternoon. And I sit down to prepare the shiur. So I have to say a very difficult shiur of in Tamkika at Reise. And I sit down at my table and I begin to study. And my wife, the rabbi, comes in and says, "Listen, Chaim, this time you will not let the soup down. You will watch over the soup because I cannot afford. I mean, to buy rice for every day for you. But imagine, I mean, but don't forget." He said, "A kind of lodging that sits down. She leaves the house. She wanted to go shopping. A kind of lodging sat down. Then I sit down. I take out the gemara, put on my glasses, and I begin to look in her face. But suddenly, I felt there's something different in the air." It is something different. What it is, I can't say. What is it? I take a look, it's clear, it's not as dark as before. I mean, and the light is not the same light as a bright day, it's different. So I sit down there, probably this is just a subjective impression, I'm wrong. And I sit down, but I cannot study. Something is, and suddenly, I mean, I hear a noise from the yard, coming into the house, the noise. So I go over to the window, I mean, I see Yosef the Schneider, I mean, running. And I call him over and say, "Yosef, what is it? What happened?" "What happened? I said, Moshiach had written it." This is the way. So suddenly, and suddenly from the Rebbe comes in, all excited, Chaim, and Mr. Garamensch. Moshiach is in the back of the square, I mean, surrounded by all the Shein Eden. Is you are still in your house? And now tell her, "Give me my Shabbat to get kapote. I'll put down the Shabbat to get kapote, and I'll go out to receive the Melech Moshiach to pay homage to him." So she will make it then, "Oh, Stochizion is not careful about me. The button was turned off. And I forgot to fill the kapote." So the question is whether he has a right to receive the Melech HaMashiach, while he will be closed in the kapote with two buttons, when the number is required. And so Rav Chaim used to say, "With a kapote with three buttons, not four buttons, I went to see the Melech HaMashiach." This is exactly what we believe. And this is exactly what the matzah tells us. The Chaim Malon, he waited for the Melech HaMashiach all Yom. The Chaim, the Metropolis, is true that when he used to lie down in the afternoon sometimes to take a nap, he used to tell the people, "If it's a real noise, he'll wake me up." So it might mean the bias in Melech HaMashiach. But the very moment when the Mashiach came, he was late, and the kapote was not fixed. He was not ready for the Melech Mashiach. And this is exactly what happened to the tribe. And the Jews retired of the village. The Jews did not expect all in the Ha'ibah HaKesavah, they did it because Moshe told them to do it, but they didn't understand, and did not expect it to be so swift. So please, it will happen. And that Chaim Volozhin did not say, he believed, but he did not expect that Monday, Greek Monday, will be the Yom HaGula. And this is the greatness of the world. Matzah Zusha Meir Vinal Shimo. Not so much about because of the market. Doesn't say matzah zuh symbolizes, I mean, the punishment to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon the mitzvim, matzah zuh. They don't say matzah zuh al shem matzah zuh. Matzah zuh shalechem al shemo means what happened before. what is matter, what is the exact definition of matter, means suddenly, unknowingly, unexpectedly, I didn't believe that the Guru will ever come. But in spite of my limited imagination, the limited faith, the Guru came. Ashadi Hispid, the Teker Shalom Senor Lahachnik. Achimigre Ale, Melach Malcha, and Lochim Akadish Boho Bola. He doesn't say, he speaks with Tekesh or Senor Lahachnik, Achanit, Achimigre Ale. He did not expect Jewish Finnish because the night of Pesach in Israel was the night of Jewish Finnish. With the Mayor of God, it was Jewish Finnish. No one expected. As a matter of fact, about Moshe Rabbeinu, or the only one who was ready to go was Moshe Rabbeinu. At midnight, the people got the order to leave Mitzrayim, there was no Moshe. They could have asked Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why there was confusion. So he still expects the atmosphere of the world and the Jesus of Boxing with his matches to the comet. So the matter says, where was Moshe Rabbeinu? So now says Moshe Rabbeinu was busy in searching, in a search. What did he search? A Rhenish of Yisrael. So it was not Moshe. On the Shkari Balelet, there was no Moshe. And the people were not expecting the Gula. But this means Chitosh. What is Chitosh? If you expect something and you figure out logically on the consequences, there's no Chitosh. Chitosh means somebody has no plan. And suddenly was upon him, a new burden was imposed upon him. And he didn't know what to do. That's exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. And this is not. And this is the most important feature of Gulas Mitzrayim. Not only that, because Gulas Mitzrayim did it. The greatness of Gulas Mitzrayim consists not only in the fact that Avicenna were redeemed and from the Avdus Acherus, but this redemption and the revelation of the Almighty was a surprise to the day Israel. And they had no knowledge, and they did not expect this. And this exactly as the Rambam says, that before the Seder, before Allah Na'ayah, the Be'ilu is Yotzer Avisein and the Fai. What's the Be'ilu? It's Be'olo. Be'za Hei, Lamed Hei. Be'olo. Be'olo means fright, which is caused motivated by disorderliness and confusion. The man is confused, he gets frightened. He may lose. This is the order. This is interesting. Rabbi Gamliel said, very strange. Rabbi Gamliel said that three things you have to explain based on right. Pesach, Matzah, Umore. Three. Correct? Om Mishlohom, of Mishlohom, of Pesach. We shifted only one to the end, to the beginning of the Haggadah. Neither Pesach, we should have said, Pesach Shavisena Yechlin, I mean, Bihilu or whatever, they should have said something on Pesach. No, Pesach they did not show. Pesach did it Pesach when we come in the Haggadah, when in the Haggadah, in the course of the recital of the Haggadah, we come to Rabbi Gamliel, after we get through with the Rami Evidovi, if you know this parsha and whatever. After you get through with the Rami Evidovi, the whole parsha, so you start Rabbi Gamliel. Then you start Talmudic Tanit, but then the Agadah itself, you start with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, I mean, addressed his words to Trinity. Pesach, Matzah, and Moreh. So if the Baal Agadah had found it necessary to move up the Rabbi Gamliel's words, because the ruler Yot Yotzon in Mitzrayim, Yot Arishen in Mitzrayim, is actually represents what? Rav Gamliel, longer definition, namely, as we see the things in Lachlan, and we have a small goal, and we have the most of the most of the comment, the main thing, this is a long definition by Rav Gamliel. Here we have a definition of matter, the same as Rav Gamliel. Does matter be a one word missing in the beginning of the same in the time. So it means it was necessary to move up the Rav Gamliel definition to the beginning of the Agoda, to the very introduction into the Agoda.
Yes.
So in this case, why didn't we do it to Pesach as well as tomorrow? So apparently, rather than about matzah, but Pesach and Moreh, we say Pesach and Moreh, but not at the beginning of the Seder. Pesach and Moreh is saying in the last part of the Seder. When we get to Rabban Gamliel. Why the discrimination? Why discriminate? Is apparently, I believe that the Metziv, he doesn't ask this question, but the Metziv in his Pirush and the Agoda, in his Shofar, which is saying, by the way, it's a good Pirush. He has novel ideas, but should be careful with it. But, so says, something which Alfi Aloha hasn't accepted. But since the Metziv says it, and this, and the fact that the Rav Gamliel's definition, only out of the three definitions of the mitzvah aligned by Rav Gamliel, only one has moved up to the beginning of the Agoda, would confirm the Netziv's idea. I mean, it's almost imaginative, it's imagination. But he says, he speaks about a concept, but he doesn't explain it. What is the central mitzvah Pesach like? It would have never occurred to me to ask this question. What is the central mitzvah? Mitzvah is a mitzvah. The central mitzvah. No, but the Netziv asked this question. What is the central mitzvah Pesach like? What is it? So he says, Bizman Abayis Tapet. Makes sense. Anyway, whether the cash is justified or not, the question I don't know. But the answer makes sense. Bizman Abayis is a Tapet. Of course I know. The best proof is that Skol Chagatet, Hashem Gata Yomtev was identified and merged with the Korm Tessah. As a matter of fact, the Tere, when the Tere speaks about the Yom Tov, it says, "Bein ba'avoso Pesach Hashem nachachum."